This week on This American Dice, when one of the biggest, most corrupt cities in the Emerald Empire loses its imperial magistrate, four new appointees are given the job with the hopes that they can keep the Emperor's justice, maintain order, and find out who murdered their predecessor. All without succumbing to the temptation of Ryoko Owari, the City of Lies.
We're going to be playing in Ryoko Owari, and we're going to try to be magistrates in this corrupt city, the City of Lies. And there's the map in case anybody wants to take a peek at that. I think everybody did earlier, but it's available.
Everyone?
Mm-hmm. Definitely looked at it the other day. So, character-wise, it kind of works. We're using the adapted Powered by the Apocalypse system for this session, possibly going forward. And should we go through the steps for everybody?
It seems good. Okay. Do you have pencils and note cards?
Yeah.
I found some dice on the couch.
Nice.
Those are the note cards, but those are not the pencils.
I have a pencil.
That should be enough.
That's better.
I have.
It's a marker, but it's still good.
I have two pencils.
I keep bringing my little pack of...
And a marker.
What? Notes and pencils and things.
Here's three pencils.
Ooh.
I don't like really mechanical pencils particularly, but...
Oh, those are my tapes.
All right. Boy, I have this exact pencil, except in blue. In 0.9.
I used it when I had to do... I've had that for a very long time. I forget why I got that.
But you went to your car to get this one.
Mm-hmm. I like that one. I like regular pencils.
You got this one in your bag. You're
still... I forgot I had it in the bag. Thank you.
Swan jump ships real quick.
Is?
Yep.
This is awesome. We should just let Austin put all his away so they don't get mixed up.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Secret pensies.
That doesn't seem like a way, DJ.
Some of these are pens. Like that one.
Can I have just a normal pencil, please? Somebody?
What do you mean by normal?
Pencil. That is not a pen.
All right, so we've got...
I don't have a playbook. I only have a...
Wait, do you remember back in the day those pencils with, like, 10 things of lead and you just push them down in?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I think it's all of them.
One, four.
All stapled into one?
I stapled it together like that to have it as a book, basically. But if you want to cut it out to like glue it onto your thing, that works out really well.
I print them on the back of these two.
Hey. Oh, you printed the playbooks on the back of them?
Yeah, just the one that if you already picked it.
Yeah.
Alright. So, we know that, Andrew, you're going to be playing a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing a Bushi?
From what clan? The crab?
Yeah.
Sorry. You're good.
Crane duelist.
Crane duelist.
Yeah, because I knew what it was, but I was driving and I looked at the text message and then I never looked at it again.
Then the last thing I saw was a tree and now here I am in hell. Alright, well, here we go. So
I just there's a cut in the middle of it. We missed a minute of talking.
And then, David, your game plan was a scorpion
courtier masquerading as a Bushi.
Mm.
I feel like that could go downhill pretty quickly when someone picks the fight. That's why all of you are here.
All right.
I guess I'll just do Shigenja. That doesn't mess up as much as trying to be a monk, right?
Yeah, the monk setting-wise doesn't quite work. Unless you wanted to, for some reason, to have... Yeah, we'd have to then really start kind of reaching out there with some crazy stuff, and unless you kind of have it solid, the Shiganja might work the best.
Are there dragons, Shiganja?
Yeah, back in this period of time, the Agasha family is the Shiganja family.
That sounds like a Cheetah crime name.
Later on, they become, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like...
Yeah, they jump ship during the war. The Great War. So, all right. Okay, for names, my suggestion is going to be to... I can help you out with the family names and which family you'd want your character to be more a part of if you don't already know, if you haven't already decided. Your personal name, my suggestion would be to take some kind of attribute that you think would possibly describe your character in a positive sense. Translate that into Japanese and see if it sounds cool.
So,
oh, I've been sued. Oh, but yeah, so I would suggest to do that. So that way, if people are having a hard time remembering your character's, like, Japanese name, it's just like, oh, you're strong boy. Oh, fast lad.
My first name's Bukaki.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's a family name.
Yeah, come on. I mean, it's great love.
I like that. That was a good show on Showtime or Stars. But,
I get it.
Yeah. So does anybody know their family name off the top of their heads already?
It sounds like mine is Agasha.
So you're...
Seems pretty, yeah.
Oh, probably Bayushi.
Kakita.
So, Yorubushi, are you more,
Behita.
Yeah, are you more, like, a giant behemoth, or someone who's just, like, really determined?
I can go giant behemoth.
All right. Probably Hida's your best way to go.
Yeah.
All right. Alright, so that's your family name.
Yep.
And then we had that way of figuring out personal names.
Mm-hmm. Wait, choose a trait?
So it gives you personal names that you can go with on here if you want to just go with that. But, so it gives you some options.
I want to be Aji.
A-J-I?
Yep. Aji. She is... I used to do Duolingo Japanese. Back when I was watching anime.
There you go. Does that mean anything we should be aware of?
It means taste.
Taste. Flavor.
How flavorful.
Trying to figure this stuff. But I guess you get that stuff from your archetype. Does anybody need their archetype page?
Do you need the Belushi one? Neither of you know I have one.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh. Congratulations.
Is that trying? Mm-hmm.
This translator is not a good one.
What are you using?
Just searching for my translators.
I typed in Japanese Hallmark.
Yeah,
it's not a congratulations.
Just whatever word to Japanese in Google.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then I was getting the unpronounceable like kanji.
Download the Google Translate app. It's actually really useful.
Yeah, it's really...
Like, it can, like, read pictures of words. Oh my god, I use that shit so much.
You can write it, too.
It's so good. Google Translate. Literally the best.
I'm teaching my dad to use it.
It's just so good and useful.
What was your name? Kaji?
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't be Kaji, then.
Why not?
Be Kaiju.
Kaji is fire breath.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
That's way cool.
You misspelled the English. You actually accidentally wrote fire birth.
Mm-hmm. Surprise, that's...
My water broke. Don't ask what happened to me. Yeah.
Ajit. Deki.
Can you give me a note card? Thank you, sir. Something important to my initial plans. Oh well.
Oh no. Does it exist on the internet?
Probably does. Alright, so we've got our names. We've got our Hida Bushi, our Crab Clan Bushi Hida Ishii, our Crane Duelist Kakita Aji, our Scorpion Courtier Bayushi Tayo.
Yeah, that's how I pronounce it.
And our Dragon Shigenja Agasha Yuguri. Yugurai.
Uh-huh.
Yugurai?
Definitely one of those.
All right. So, and, yes. Okay. So, the way this works, it kind of works in that same Powered by the Apocalypse system where you kind of go through and choose the different, your stats. Mm-hmm. You choose, insight, which is how you connect to other players.
Wait, elegant? Oh, no, I see.
Insight, yeah. And then you can go through, your possessions. And with the moves, I think for your, this thing, you just start with one of those. So you just pick one of them. But yeah, so I think kind of the important thing would be actually if we go around, since there aren't like specific instructions like the, kind of Apocalypse World stuff where there's like a description, what if we did like an elevator pitch on the character and then did the insight stuff. So think like a 2 or 3 sentence little spiel about who this character is that we have to know, because otherwise then it's just a random name. So you wanna,
I can start.
Go for it.
So Yugure was a respected Shugenja among a smaller I mean, the family, the Agasha family, I guess, is well known, but his core family unit kind of kept to themselves. He and his brother and their families and their father, and they had their... Some of their land was claimed by the Scorpion, but they rejected the claim. Then, mysteriously, Yugure got recruited into the Magistrate based on Scorpion clan recommendation. Once he was gone, the Scorpion attacked his family, killed his brother and his father, and took the land they wanted, and now are mining it for valuable resources. But Yugure is off serving the Emperor and has to figure out how to defend his family's honor and keep his duty to the Emperor at the same time.
All right, so we know that you are from a reclusive family.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like the Scorpion.
Right.
Think they stole your land or your family's stuff.
Yep.
And that's hearsay.
All right.
We would know.
And I think my summary, I guess, is born Suki, but or Bayushi Suki, who was had a twin brother who was older and the a warrior, but kind of a not of. Maybe not well known, like he wasn't well known as a warrior, but he, maybe that was like a wealthy family or something like that. He was kind of a prominent figure, and then he got married to a crane woman to maybe solidify an alliance or something,
mm-hmm.
like a really important marriage. And then it ended up, she fell in love with her brother's wife, and they definitely mutual, and they kept it secret. And then they she decided that, she couldn't be without this woman she loved, so she ended up killing her brother and replacing him. And the point was to make an heir. He got that, so killed her brother and took his place. They're twins. It was sort of easy. But then their dad, which, you know, is the daimyo of that area or something, it's like, oh, you like think you could trick me? That's stupid. How dare you? Of course, you did this. Can't pull one over on me. But because you did this, you have to live with it. And he just got this invitation to be a magistrate, and I suppose you and the family are going there. He's like, oh, okay.
Right, and that's by your father?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you a lady character?
You had twins.
Yeah, but I'm masquerading as a boy character.
And so, and yeah. You didn't have the twins.
Right. They're technically my niece and nephew.
Gotcha.
Or my nephews. I think they're boy twins.
So are you evil Mulan?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's exactly how I pitched what I said to Austin, too.
All right, so whoever wants to tackle it next, and
sure.
Don't feel you need to get as detailed.
Yeah, that was very complex.
Yeah, so you guys are in tall buildings with these pitches.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll go next. So Aji was a former dueling instructor for his family's name. Not the lead guy, just like a, you know, substitute teacher. Eventually got kicked out, got a crab wife, opened up a restaurant. And he's actually quite renowned for his cooking, the blending of surf and turf.
Restaurants. Something's not right here.
What? Surf and turf, crane crab?
Stop.
Do they call you cray cray? The crab crane?
Cray cray? No.
Just wondering.
All right.
I like to fight with kitchen knives.
Naturally.
And including with the katana.
All right. Think about maybe why you got that position for a little while. But we can come back to you if you're not ready. Maybe just an idea.
What position?
As an Emerald Magistrate in Ryoko Owari. So we don't need to have, like, a lockdown why you got it, and I'd actually say make sure not to be too married to that reasoning, in case that stuff changes up. But at least, like, an idea for why you think. And your reasoning could be, I do not know why I got this position. But at least, why does my character think that he's got this position?
Just the commissioner was just real hungry that day and said, this would be a perfect addition to the team.
Yeah. Maybe you got hired to the magistrate to judge all the other restaurants that aren't as good.
Like, the food inspector.
Yeah.
The food inspector.
Sorry, the cable guy, health inspector. My favorite film.
Let's see. Forgot about the inspector stuff. Bigger one.
I can go for this. Alright, so a while ago, my character wasn't very into guarding the wall. Like, he did his duty and, you know, he did it, but he went home at the end of the day and he relaxed. He didn't really care. However, because he wasn't ever prepared and he was just relaxing when he was at home, one day an Oni got past the wall and killed his family before he was able to defend them, his wife and his two sons. And because he failed so horribly since that day, he has been very into defending on the wall. He's been extremely determined. And that's one of the reasons why he thinks that he was recruited. But he also doesn't really get why there needs to be magistrates and why this town is so shitty, because there's all this death and destruction past the wall. Why are people scrabbling over nonsense? Here's my pitch.
I love that. The most crab.
That's crab like for me.
Why do I even have this assignment?
Yeah, this is stupid.
Every time
I should be on the damn wall. What is going on?
Every time they brought me back here, all I could think about was being back out there.
Yeah.
You said the most crab, but I think you meant very crabby.
What the shell? Torn, any other thoughts?
Sorry, that was real quick.
You can also legitimately just be, because keep in mind these positions of magistrates are appointed positions. You could just be like, my dad knows a guy. Like, that could be the reasoning. Or my family is actually, the previous magistrate was a crane from a vassal of the Kikita family. It might be just like, they felt that'd be appropriate.
Yeah. Guess character is bringing shade to the Crane family name as a common laborer.
Making food.
And they saw an opportunity to become a magistrate.
Okay, so this is a corrective thing. We'll put him in this big position, and that'll fix it.
Maybe I'll stop cooking all the time.
Wow. They are uppity.
All right. Cool.
Well,
all right, I'm going to pause this again for a second to look some stuff over. If you want to go through your character sheets to look at those stats and whatnot, and if you're confused about what they do, if you look at the basic moves, which are someplace out here. Well, with some of them, one of the things is, as we talk about more like the lore of the world, some of it won't necessarily mesh super well, or we'll have to adapt it to fit into that.
So this implies that we've kind of known each other for a little bit at least, right?
Well,
here's my suggestion with this. If you want to have known each other, that's cool. You guys aren't necessarily friends. I don't think it would make sense if any of you are like, I hate this dude.
Like co-workers, right?
Yeah, so at the moment, you're going to be co-workers. So if it was like, oh, here's this guy that I absolutely hate, and I'm going to kill him the minute I see him, it's like, well, that's not going to jive. Then one of you make a new character. Probably both of you.
Whoever gets killed.
Yeah. All right, you have other characters that are exactly the same, but don't hate each other. But if rather than that you actually know each other, if you want to do it that you have heard of one another instead, like, oh, I've heard that name before.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's really good. So I know one of them already. And it's, what's your character's name again, DJ? Who are you masquerading as? I'm sorry.
Yes, that is Tayo.
Tayo? Alright. So I know Tayo's skill and I fear and respect it because I've totally fallen for it. And I believe you are who you say you are.
Oh yeah, maybe you've heard the stories of, like, from when the brother was actually being a Bushi, and you're like, oh, very, very good.
Very good.
What a potent swordsman.
Oh yeah.
And now you're just
Quarter. And I think he was like a okay swordsman, but I feel he's known as like a womanizer. Just like he goes to a city and just goes to the geisha house. And, mm-hmm.
Oh, this Sin City that we're going to be in, we'll have that. So
I feel that he's known more for that than his actions. Mm-hmm. But he was probably good, probably way better than she was.
Yeah, I'm going to say no for the sword fight, not for the womanizer. Mm-hmm. I don't think. And maybe she would be into it. Who knows?
Who knows?
Can we just do one insight?
No, I just did one because it seemed funny.
Oh, definitely do. Everybody's got to do, I think, at least one of these.
Yeah.
I think to kind of engage some of the Apocalypse World style stuff.
Yeah, and you get XP for insight stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to do all three. I'm trying to figure out who would be. I mean, one is someone knows a compromising secret about me, which I feel someone knows who I actually am. Was the Suki part.
Definitely not me, though. 100% not me.
I was going to say, I have foreseen that your destiny and mine are intertwined for good or ill.
Hmm.
That'd be interesting. Maybe I know.
Spells or Kami or something?
Yeah, all my insights are very, like, Kami-ish. Well, not all of my insights.
That makes sense. Communing with the spirits to find out this information.
What name do I write here again?
Tayo? I had my lord desires an alliance with someone's family. I was thinking it might make the most sense based on your background. Maybe mm-hmm. it's that. Maybe the control they have over that one, like, mountain mm-hmm. with the ore in it, or the one mine. Maybe it turns out it's pretty tenuous, so that, you're going to have to get the family on board, yeah. even though we slaughtered all of them except for one.
Well, you only killed my father and brother.
My
wife and kids and my brother's wife and kids are all alive.
So are you the heir now, or is it your brother that's the heir?
He's dead.
Can't be your brother.
Okay, gotcha. And
that boy's dead.
So only you and your kids, right?
Yeah.
And your brother's kids.
And the brother's kids.
Oh, I see.
But that's not really.
Was he the older brother?
Yes.
So technically
then it is his kids.
Okay.
Until I kill them.
Dun, dun, dun.
Just kidding. I think, does that make sense?
Just kidding. Does that make sense? Maybe I am going to kill them.
No, not that part, but the my lord desires an alliance with your family.
That makes sense.
What is your name? Fire Breather?
Uh-huh. No, I'm Dusk.
Oh, that's
Yubire,
right.
Agasha. Or you can write that in the order you want. I was going to say that I aided blank with my magic without their knowledge, choosing Khan's character. How do you write your name?
A-J-I. Everything else I can do is super antagonistic.
I think I ate at your restaurant once, and I heard some people complaining about something, and I magically fixed it, because I was sick of their complaining. My family had just been murdered, and I wasn't really up for people complaining about their rice. So I fixed their meal and they shut up.
I feel like this restaurant stuff's gonna go down the trash.
It's already gone.
Yeah.
It's good. I have observed your technique. And I know how to defeat it.
You're just meet the boobers?
No. I've observed your technique. He's not a fighter. The trick is fight him.
So I also have blackmail on somebody. But all right.
I feel two options could work for that. So I know someone's heart's desire, and I took someone's side in a dispute at court. So if I have blackmail on someone, it might make sense if I took your side in court, because like, oh, now they owe me a favor and I have blackmail on them. So of course I'd want them to win in court. Or just, I know your heart's desire, not the actual blackmail I have on you. One of you two, who wants it?
I'll take blackmail.
Deciding how to be antagonistic to them, yes.
It feels hard to blackmail a crab.
True. So
this is true.
Do you think I would know your heart's desire then?
Yeah. You could be the person that fought me in a battle and gave me a grave defeat.
Oh, whoa. No, wait, though. Maybe me? Because that's literally all my face. So maybe
you're good at fighting, but you want to learn a technique with his brother?
Maybe bear a scar that I gave you?
Oh, you want to do that?
Oh, that works out really well.
You want me to defeat you? Mm-hmm.
You mind, you guys are at least going to start off as co-workers.
Well, I have
throwing
no
that
options.
Out there. I'm just saying to keep that in mind.
It's
so whatever stuff you have, it's like...
It's either we fought, I gave him a scar, or we have been enemies for generations.
Oh,
those are my options, guys. I'm doing my best with what I got, all right?
Wait, who gave him a scar?
I gave them a scar.
But they,
I was going to say, maybe he just, like, dropped a fork on you.
Nope. He dropped a fork and then I stabbed him. That's... I ain't got so many options, right?
What is your character's name again?
AJI.
Right.
It's like AJ. I.
Oh, yeah. That's an easy way to remember it.
You forced him? It's fine. Yeah, whatever.
All right, Brandon, what's your character's name?
Ishii. I-S-H-I.
I got a secret. Oh. The Kami have told me of your fate. I don't know what it is, but I know what it is in the sense that I wrote down your name on this line. What is it? Ishii.
I would not have any reason to be an enemy of a dragon family, right? My family?
Ishii.
Yeah, I can't say that or anything. I don't think I'm going to be able to find it. I don't think I'm only going to do two, but I totally gave you a scar.
All right, let's do the scar thing.
Oh, you gave me a scar too? Wait. Scar Boys?
Scarborough Brothers.
Scarborough Brothers.
Yeah. I can bear his car too. Why not?
Yeah. What's your name?
Aji.
AJI.
Oh, that's nice and short.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's even shorter than mine.
The two of you have easy ones.
What?
That's why we did it.
What was yours that you had, your insight that you had with me?
I know your skill and I respect it, but that's.
Oh, wait. Okay. I got it. So, how about you? Know the compromise and secret about me, but I'm masquerading as my brother. Because maybe you did duel him at one point, and then when we all came to the city, you're like, I know who you are. Like, just maybe the way she holds the sword and stuff, just like, you're not fooling me. I fought this person. I know them better than you.
Like, so do you want to kind of have it be a situation of, like, he knows the whole thing, or is it just something like, I know something's changed about this
something's
person.
Wrong
something's
about
very
this man.
Different with this person.
Yeah, or just, just like,
yeah.
Until you know that it's an imposter.
I know, yeah, something's not right. You're like,
maybe to put a spin on it, how's yours worded again?
I know your skill, and I fear and respect it. Oh.
Yeah, maybe it's the skill of impersonating him is so well.
Yeah,
like,
I'm like,
there's no way.
Shit, bro. Yeah, I'm like the only one to notice. I'm like, oh no, it's not great. It's not an A plus mark for this place. So somebody running around being an imposter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad start.
All right.
Oh, found it.
It was music break.
Yeah. This is the segment where we have a little music break.
Tunes.
Now.
That's what happens if you can't find your phone.
Mm-hmm. Are we picking a move?
So, you can pick one of your archetype moves, and you also have to choose one of your list of stats that you then fill into these little dealies over here.
Is there, where's the sheet with the description of the stats?
Of, like, the basic moves?
Of the stats. There it is. Basic moves.
I don't actually know what that package is. It might just be that repeating.
The one thing I will say that they did a good job with is I like just the idea of just calling it, like, roll your water ring, roll your fire ring, roll your air ring. But if you don't know what that usually represents, it'd be confusing. So, like, sagacious is, like, oh, wisdom, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, your perception and ability to perceive things, how strong you are physically, how good you are in social situations.
I have to say the air ring is much easier to read when it's this orientation, mm-hmm. because I always had it the other orientation on the table, and I was like, this looks exactly the same as the water one. But it was just flipped.
Oh. Great, awesome. Yeah. I've got a rules pitch for you.
A rules pitch?
Yeah.
Okay.
So one of these experience things is mm-hmm. you get experience when you miss on an archetype move.
Uh-huh.
But I feel, especially since there's five stats, mm-hmm. it might be better to do the apocalypse world highlighting a little bit because that, since not all the archetype moves are actually moves that you roll, but the second edition of apocalypse world seduce and manipulate thing for PCs mm-hmm. is infinitely better and you need highlights. Remember?
Yeah, you told me about that.
Where instead of doing an act under fire, it's erase one of your highlights.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we at least try it for now this way, like the way that they have it, and we'll see how it goes for a little bit. And especially since there's a chance that we're ditching this whole system anyway.
Yeah.
At least maybe let's give it its
shot. I wanted to say
shot.
Before the
let's give it its do.
Thing, because then highlighting would be like a whole extra step at the beginning.
No, that's a good point to make, a point to bring that up.
Because my moves I pick, only one of them is a roll.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never getting experience in my... I think I'm not going to take the one that's in the
deal. I picked the duelist stats.
Wait, what? What does that do?
When you drop into your stance, you display your skill. Roll plus ball.
Ooh.
On 10 plus, choose two. Your opponent must also show you your stance. Then you go into a dance-off.
Mm-hmm.
You're intimidated and backed off.
You've put down a lot of cardboard on the street corner, and your beatbox is really bumping.
Your opponent is forced to publicly recognize your skill. Restore one face. It's top of the yard.
All right. Cool. We got our stats. We got our moves. Our stuff.
Possessions.
Which, again, not as crucial. Stomach's growling.
And these weak palms are growling.
Mm-hmm. Mom's spaghetti. All right, then. Here is my idea for how to do this, and I pitch this over the text. I think it would be cool to do this almost like in a movie or a TV show where we would have maybe some establishing shots of the city and that kind of stuff to just give you like a painted idea, like paint a picture of what the city looks like. And then we could hop to some of you to have like little introduction scenes of you guys arriving at the magistrate's residence. And then we could have, like, the actual, like, first scene. So they'd be, like, little mini scenes to essentially tell us what your character's like as we just kind of see them doing something. So you give us kind of a little display of what that person's like in this environment. Where, for the most part, you're kind of the one just narrating it more so than me. Excuse me. Thank you. And... I've always been known for my very feminine sneezes. And so...
That's your middle name, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, feminine sneezes.
Awesome.
Feminine sneezes. That's a stripper name.
Mm-hmm. The, you got it. That's me. How'd you know? I was her the whole time.
I recognize.
Yeah. No, because that one day in the pollen. Paul Lynn was also there. But so, and then we'll get to the first, like, actual short scene. But.
Is this still recording? Is that school?
Yes.
The school?
Yep, I'm helping. Yep. I'm doing it.
How are you guys?
There you go.
You, have you guys done all your stuff with that?
No, nope. I think you don't
know what any of that is. I probably
It goes through because it starts like rank one, rank two, that kind of thing.
Should we just rip these up?
Yeah, if you want to, just tear those. I would even say just cut it out so then you can staple it with your thing.
But like,
my thing doesn't.
What does it say?
He'll have it in there.
It'll say what school I'm supposed to be in there.
Yeah, it's like a
pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's whatever your family name is.
Oh.
Well, for the most part, it's like yours will be like the Hidabushi school. Yours will be the Agasha Shigenja school. The Kida Duelist.
An extra move.
Yeah.
Oh.
So not all the families have like their own specific schools, or like you could be a Kakita character and go to the Doji courtier school.
Probably, I think they're in alphabetical order, so. Everyone's probably in that area, I bet.
Oh, there it is. It's on the first page.
Yeah, here's this in there somewhere. My stomach is making whale noises.
Sorry, that is my whale.
Oh.
Really? Didn't mean to confuse.
Yeah. That works since they just gives you your particular school techniques. So, as a quick setup of the background for stuff, more for you guys who maybe are like a little less familiar with the stuff, though, based on all these cards that you have, seem like you've probably encountered this before.
Yeah, not as much as people who've already played the RPG a bunch and delved into forums and whatnot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well. Alright, Rokugan, the Emerald Empire, is a land that has been at peace for 1,000 years, guided by the Hente Dynasty, directly descended from Amaterasu, the sun goddess, and Onatangu, the moon god, and his younger siblings, who were the founders, basically, of each of the great clans, the seven great clans, the crab, the crane, the dragon, the lion, the phoenix, the scorpion, and the unicorn, boom, in alphabetical order. The children of the sun have led the Emerald Empire to a thriving state of honor, based on the code of Bushido, and under the leadership of the samurai caste. And what a wonderful time it is to be alive. Alright. Asterisk. The 1,000 years of...
terrible place.
Yeah, the 1,000 years of peace has been that there has not been a, essentially, empire-wide war for 1,000 years. Is what that means. So 1,000 years ago, they basically fought.
Peaceful.
Like in the legends of the.
Five rings.
Yeah, in the legends of all of these five rings, they basically have the stories of like the founding of the empire, which involves this crazy great war against a. Like a Satan like character who must not be named.
Voldemort.
Yeah, so Fu Lang, who was essentially like the black sheep. Sibling of one of the sun and moon's children. Wait. The black sheep child of the sun and the moon. So, there's a whole lot more to that we can get into if need be. But, so, the different clans have fought with one another, but they've never been, there's never been a situation which all of the clans have been at war again, like all simultaneously. Also, none of the conflicts have been existential for the clans. There might be disputes over territory. There might be disputes over, like, honor and that kind of stuff as to what's going on. There have even been families that have moved from one clan to another at times, which is a great upset to everyone involved. But it's never been an issue of like, oh, and then the Crab Clan showed up and they killed everybody in the Lion Clan and they're all dead now. So there is no more Lion Clan. Goodbye. Like that hasn't gone on, at least among any like great clans. So that's what's going on. We do have to establish loves.
Right. Do you want to do that?
Shit. All right. Loves.
Find
loves. All right. So in this game system, there's something called your love. And your love is like the thing you hold like super dear.
Let's see that.
Sure. So, a samurai's life is defined by the conflict between love and duty. What one personally desires and what is expected are constantly at odds. Alright? So, your love is the thing that you personally and, like, deeply desire. That can be a person, that can be a concept, that could be something. When you interact with your object of desire or are in a situation where your beloved may be affected by your actions, you roll plus love. So, it's almost like taking damage, right? Where your love affects you more and like thus forces you or pushes you to do things. So you might have to do things like you're overcome and unambiguously reveal your love to others. You sacrifice health or position socially in order to aid your love. You indulge in some kind of vice or something like that as you're upset. You could flee, you could head toward it, whatever. You guys, any ideas?
I want you to go first, Tom, because I have two options and one of them might be your choice, so you should go. What's your secret love?
The thing that would make you question your duty.
Cocaine.
It can be an addiction.
I was thinking that because you had, yeah. You did make it a point that's like, yeah. I was at the opium den.
Let's make it opia.
All right. Yeah. Well, there's a city for it.
That was my second option.
I get to write down loves opium.
Brandon, you said that was your second option.
Second option.
Was your first option poetry, and now you're just out of.
His third option is Garfield comics. Loves Garfield, hates my
mom. It's weird because my second one was lasagna.
I go for the kind of boring one, excelling in combat.
Is that just like bloodlust, or just like getting ranks in the military, or what?
This would have to be something like, really, like, even if it's not truly the place for it.
It's almost like obsessed with success.
Yes.
Okay.
Especially of the mortal variety.
Well, that makes sense because I think what they're aiming at is something that would.
Yeah, be making, a problem.
Yeah, like, ignore your duty to pursue this. That kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
The poetry one was a little. I feel like that. I mean, we just saw it work.
So yeah.
I feel if we didn't have that perfect example of you actually doing it, I'd be like, that seemed. I don't know.
But it worked this time. You weaved that shit in flawlessly.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't understand the prompt super well, but.
But it worked.
I cooked a hamburger.
What? That's spaghetti.
This is an essay competition.
Oh, shit.
Wait, so I did cook a hamburger.
Yeah. Those Cheerios.
I cooked it well.
Well done, burger. So, all right, you guys have ordered this. I don't know.
What's your love?
Oh, the wife.
His wife.
Oh,
okay. His name is...
Oh, she don't even know her name.
Ikari.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
Genuinely in love with her.
Now I'm ready.
Okay. So, I'm thinking we hop back to...
Happy Easter.
Ishii. Yeah. Yeah. With my eggs. It's fine. I have mine frozen. one of the largest cities, by some estimates, the second largest city in the Empire, is a city named Ryoko Owari. And Ryoko Owari has a lot of names. All right. One of them. What's that?
It already has two. Ryoko and Owari.
So.
Ooh.
So one of the One of the names is the City of Green Walls, and it comes from the green, kind of like limestone-y walls that surround certain parts of the city. And I'd say as we begin this TV show or movie, whichever we're doing, I like to think, like, you remember back in the 90s, they would do, what were those? They weren't...
The Adbacks.
I believe that we... Talk Boy tape recorders, yes. So, no, the miniseries. I'd like to think of this as a miniseries, perhaps, rather than a movie or a long show. Or maybe it's a Netflix show where they're like, we're not going to get another season. Like, they know from the start. They're not planning it. So, get ready for all of your characters to die. So I think we have like a big kind of establishing shot where we maybe kind of swoop in through the city and we can kind of see these green walls that kind of paint the noble quarter. And the noble quarter is kind of this, the place where you have all these nice houses. They're kind of done in this very kind of traditional Japanese style. And at the center of the noble quarter is the Shosuro Palace. It's like pretty substantial palace. But over that wall, we get into... Oh, and I've got a map that I can reference. We get into, like, kind of this temple quarter that has two temples, one of which is a fairly kind of modest structure, but on this huge pole, they have this enormous, like, kind of like totem to the sun. And then the other one, which is a massive structure, probably the only structure that rivals in size the palace, a temple to the god of, like, wealth and success.
Is that the
this is the temple. So the temple
which
of...
Which one's the palace?
This one down here.
Oh.
The temple of Daikoku, the god of, like, wealth and luck and fortune. And there's countless other temples that we can see. And then I think the camera kind of swoops down as we go through and we head into the merchant quarter. And now things start getting like real busy and kind of bustling. And now you see that in addition to kind of being this idyllic, peaceful, kind of almost like Japanese painting that we've got everywhere, now we've got kind of this bustling metropolis where there are a lot of people. Like, this is definitely a big city, and there's people selling, like, all kinds of stuff. There's all these people, like, outside kind of, like, barking for people to buy these wares. There's folks moving all kinds of stuff around. And we kind of move through the merchant's quarter, or maybe even, like, go onto one of these docks, as there's kind of like all these dock workers like unloading all kinds of stuff, putting other stuff onto boats and that kind of thing. And we hop across into the fisherman's quarter, where it's kind of what you would expect, where it's a lot dirtier. There's fishermen, you see guys who look like they're kind of like neighborhood toughs and that kind of thing, like doing stuff down at the docks where it's more like the kind of things you'd expect and like, oh, this movie just got gritty, we're down at the docks kind of a thing. And maybe there's two guys yelling at each other outside of a bar and they get in a fist fight with one another and it's like, oh, get out of here, you, kind of a thing. But it's extremely different. And we only briefly pass through what is referred to as the leather worker quarter, where basically the untouchables live, and they are just shit people. They are untouchables that handle dead flesh and literally human shit, and they are little yucky monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And they are literally like non-persons in the lowest sense of the capacity, and so we don't spend much time on them because they are that unimportant. And we pass kind of under the Dragon Bridge, and we see a small boat making its way, kind of like a craft, as a man wearing a basket hat, as seen on page.
Pardon me, I'm sorry. Excuse me, ma'am.
Page 11 of the guy that I've given you. You have another copy. It's basically a big old basket on your head. It's a basket. Yes, and this man is wearing this hat as someone is gondola-esque, bringing him on this tiny little boat towards this island that is super serene and peaceful. And we kind of get in here, and we maybe follow this guy as he walks up to what is clearly like a geisha house. And the other name that's very, very common, the City of Green Walls, is the City of Stories. That's all of these folks have these stories, all of this stuff.
Except for the shit people, right?
But they are unimportant and do not. The story is this. So, the ETA, or ETA, ETA.
Estimated time of arrival.
Nailed it. So, when I played this game a lot in high school and thought about it constantly, and people would write ETA on something, I immediately thought of this and did not think of estimated time of arrival and had to translate it in my head to be, oh, this is when my pizza's going to arrive. Yes.
Those disgusting people.
I was like, you'll do what? To my pizza? The toppings? Hand tossed? No, not on your life.
Got crowned as a child.
Yeah. It's your pizza, Marty.
I did my honor.
Yeah. And those are the kind of like two polite names for Ryoko Owari. But just as commonly, outside, Ryoko Owari is also known as the city of a different translation of the word stories, which is lies. And I think if this was the opening of the show where it's like Game of Thrones and we saw this every single time, there'd be a reveal that guy was like, I'm actually this thing, or there's something that goes on that we see where it's like, oh, something weird is going on. Lies. That would be there.
The basket guy takes off and it was a cat.
Next week, join us for our first real episode of This American Dice as the new magistrates attempt to navigate a world they never could have expected. City of Lies is Tone as Kakita Aji, Brandon as Hida Ishii, David as Bayushi Tayo, Andrew as Agasha Yugure, and Austin as your Game Master. The theme music for City of Lies is Mission of Danger by Lobo Loco.